The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where North Korea is a big issue, although President Trump, who made me laugh, took to Twitter last night and he said, I spoke with President Moon of South Korea. I asked him how Rocket Man's doing. Oh, God help me. Harley.
Yeah, well, you know, at the same time, and I think there's import in this, because while he's, you know, making those little asides, Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said if North Korea continues with its reckless behavior, they'll wind up destroyed. She said the U.N. Security Council has essentially exhausted diplomacy.
Yep.
And she said if it fails, as she put it, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis will take care of it.
Mm. Well, Obama put up this pacifist stuff for so long. Someone's got to say to this lunatic, look, this is it. You want to go on? Okay, you'll pay the price.
Well, yeah, I mean, Trump is saying it, and it paints his own kind of box, you know, because what are you going to do? What are you really going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't think anyone knows. Anyone knows. One can only hope that the weights can be put on China and China can talk some sense to North Korea. That's all you can hope.
That's true. And the answer. But
yep. Well, Cuba, what's the Cuba story?
Well, but it's fascinating stuff. There are 21 people who work in the U.S. Embassy, diplomats and their families, who've had a number of things that are very unusual: permanent hearing loss or concussions, nausea, headaches, ear ringing, some struggling with concentration, common word recall, things like that have come on suddenly, and they think it may have been what's called a sonic attack. You know,
God.
Sound waves in such a way. We've done it in the past. Other countries have done it. We've developed a weapon, or maybe Cuba has. Maybe someone related to Cuba has. As a matter of fact, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, called the events health attacks. The State Department since backed off a little bit, just calls them incidents. But now they've raised the possibility of closing the U.S. embassy, which would really reverse the detente, flimsy as it may be, that Barack Obama started.
God, strike me pink. You and I live in a very ordinary world, don't we, Harley? Those people, we don't understand some of that stuff. Good to talk to you, my friend.